Friend, every type of dental service is practiced at the offices of Dr. Cowan. Plate work, crowns, bridge work, extractions, x-ray, all completed with extreme care and diligence which we feel will please the most exacting patient. If you have a dental problem of any kind, be guided by the knowledge that Dr. Cowan has served more than 250,000 patients. Yes, there is more than one good reason why Dr. Cowan is known as the working people's friendly dentist. Price is low, consistent at all times with working people's earnings, and quick, easy, convenient credit is there at all times in connection with your purchase. Fifth and Hill in Los Angeles, 506 South Hill Street, the main office of Dr. Cowan, the friendly dentist. Well, folks, again we bring you a chapter out of the lives of the folks who live in Sunny Valley. That picturesque little community nestling in the security of its surrounding hills. Sunny Valley, the story of homey, kind folks like Ma and Pa Simpkins, who run the general store, and just a host of other good people who call Sunny Valley home. You know, tongues are busy in the community wondering what Jed Simpkins is going to do with the $5,000 that he received for finding Georgie Mitchell, the little rich boy, and restoring him to health. No one can find out because Jed himself hasn't decided about keeping the money. It has been suggested that he turn over that money to the building of a schoolhouse in Sunny Valley. And he and Ma think it's a good idea, but don't want to take that money, remembering that all the unhappiness it brings, it has really meant to Dodie something different. Last evening at dusk, they found Cleve examining the field where the airplane accident had occurred. But when he saw them coming out to them, he turned around and came back to the road, leaving in a car without attempting a word with them. Jed is still in the throes of spring, invoicing, and Ma is busy getting food ready for the box supper tomorrow night. It's very early Thursday morning. Tom and Lum and Matt are finally completing their inspection of the fences by this time, and they're on their horses.
How's your old local horse getting along, Matt?
Oh, he's good as yours.
Yeah, I'll bet he's never seen a cow.
He's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande.
Hey, well, you know anything else of that tune, Lon?
You fellas sure like to tote them guitars around, you know?
Well, I see you're doing some tall old toting yourself this morning.
Well, I'm not carrying this guitar because I want to. I left it over at Johnny's house the other night, along with my fiddle, you know, when we was over there practicing.
Well, as long as we're toting them, we better make use of them while we're around here. They're about through this fence anyway.
Yeah, ain't best his old white bat came to fight again, didn't he?
I wish they'd hurry up and get rid of that airplane wreck. It gives me the jitters.
Take me back to my booth and my saddle.
Hey, that's a good song, Tom. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and sing it. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Matt, bring that old horse over here and under this shade tree so we can play this song for Tom.
All right. Take me back to my booth and my saddle. Ride the reins once more. Give me my boots and my saddle. Let me wander along the prairie. Give me my
boots and my saddle. I got a hankering to be where someone waits for me on a pretty western hill. There's my boots and my saddle.
Well, come on, boys. This ain't getting the work done. We've got some practicing to do this morning after we get back home.
Yes, we sure have. You know, I keep thinking about that fella Cleve last night and what he wanted out here in the past.
Well, I think Ma Simpkins is right. He sure is a steady slicker if there ever was one.
What did he want out here in the past?
Is the girl getting along all right down in Parkville?
Yeah, Dodie said that she didn't say much to him when he went down to see her yesterday. Said she sure was pretty loud. Gosh, I felt so sorry for her. It's a wonder they wasn't killed, both of them. Hey, look. There comes Aunt Bessie down that slope there.
Now, why does she want to come up here again? Somebody always has to take her back to the river bottom.
She's heading for the airplane wreck, boys. Come on. Come on, let's ride over and meet her. Hello, Aunt Bessie.
Oh,
what's she doing in Sunny Valley so early?
Oh, Mr. Tom, Aunt Bessie come up here to tell your Kathy bad things.
Oh, yeah. Run along home, Aunt Bessie. We've had enough bad things to last us for years.
Why, boy, you're going to see a powerful lot more of them bad things. Yeah, powerful lot more. Look at that.
Yeah. That's the wreck of an airplane, Aunt
Bessie. Airplane? Aunt Bessie don't know nothing about airplanes. No, sir. That ain't an old airplane, Mr. Tom. There's a big white bear I was telling you all about. That big white bear that flapped his wings over your house yonder the other night. Mr. Tom, there's grandly lots of them bears flying around here pretty soon.
You mean airplanes?
I mean bears. Lots of bears. And there's going to stock themselves right down here under this here field. And there's going to be thunder. And there's going to be wind. And there's going to be lots and lots of bad things.
Yeah, we know, Aunt Bessie. Well, you just run along up to the house and tell Paul all about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, look what I found.
Right under the wing here.
Gee, what is it?
Papers of some kind.
Wait. Well, what did it say here?
Right there.
Wait a minute, it's a name.
Melvin Cleve. Melvin Cleve Airport. Incorporated.
The Cleve Airport Incorporated. Airport. I got it, fellas. Aunt Bessie's right again. Cleve is one of these airplane guys. I'll just bet he's got something in his mind about bringing airplanes into the valley here.
Come on. Let's hurry the house and tell him who's dead. These papers is important.
Lover's name, just keep right on the flame.
said, hand me them scissors. I've got just a little more filling to do around this box of Ellie Mae's.
Well, why don't you fix your own box, Ma? All the rest of the gals is, ain't they?
Well, Ellie Mae and Edie have been busy helping out with the music end of the box supper tomorrow night, and we can't do everything. I've got time to fix their boxes.
Yeah, here you are.
I think that's the right three boxes. I did make it myself.
Yes, yes.
Land, I remember all of them box suppers that we used to go to.
Yes, and I bought every last one of yours, Mom.
Mm-hmm. You paid scandalous prices for them.
Well, you shouldn't have been so popular. You know, I had to watch my P's and Q's with you, Ma.
Oh, nonsense.
Peppermint. I guess Gansap caught that item all right. I see he's got it checked off about six times. Well, I want it.
But what is it, Dad?
There's Aunt Bessie out there in the cow lot talking to him.
Oh, my. Now I'll never get anything done. Aunt Bessie can sit in a body kitchen and old land jabber until you're blue in the face. Well, my land. What's the matter, Tom?
Let's see what Lum found. Look, Paul. There must be right smart important papers to Mr. Cleve.
Mr. Cleve?
Yeah, Ma. Lum and Matt and me was out on the horses a little while ago inspecting the fences around the pastures. And we stopped to look at the airplane wreck. And we found this.
Well, I reckon they do be important documents, Tom. Melvin Cleve. It's Cleve Airport in... well, whatever that is. That's one. He's one of them airplane makers or something, looks like.
Yeah, that's what we said, Paul.
Well, I'm tired. I sure be glad I get to sit down for a spell.
You ain't the one that wrote this way back, Lum.
I reckon not, Matt, but I'm just tired from watching you trying to hang on.
Well, if you're so tired, try kissing to the other foot thing.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I'm going to set. I sure don't like riding the rain.
Well, I see you boys have got your guitars along, so sing that song, Lum, you wrote your own self one time. You know, the,
You mean riding down the trail, Uncle
Jed? Yes, that's the one, Lum. My, that sure does bring back memories,
oh,
doesn't it?
Tired, Pa. Let the boys be first.
Oh, oh no, so we're never too tired to sing and play, Ma.
Riding down that trail all alone. Riding down that trail all alone. Got no money, got no wife, got no home. Riding down that trail all alone.
I swing along in my saddle. As down the trail I ride. I got a job. Punching some cattle across that great divide.
Riding down the trail all alone. With the stars at neon. When the work's all done before, they decide till and fall. And go riding down the trail all alone.
My saddle, as down the trail I ride. I got a job punching some cattle across that crazy pie.
Riding down the trail all alone, where evening stars had me on. When the work's all done this fall, I'll say goodbye, Bill and Paul, and go riding down that trail all alone.
Oh, I get over there.
Well, you're good, right, DJ?
Well, come on, let's get this music finished. I won't go in the park to see that man.
Stay right there. I guess he.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, sit down, Aunt Bessie, and stop keeping yourself all in a twitter.
Why, folks down there in the river bottom, they tell Aunt Bessie by the right there. And they tell Aunt Bessie that Mr. George, he gets lots of money. And don't you take that money, Mr. George. It's crazy. That money is crazy. That money is sick. Yeah,
yeah.
That money is
going
to bring
heaven
to bear
love, Mr. George. Well, but I'm going to give it towards the building of a schoolhouse here in Sunny Valley. I'm not going to keep it myself.
You're the bad man, Mr. George.
And the little fella, he's so people because we may call the school the Georgie Mitchell School. You know, that's his name,
aren't you? It's bad. And you know, Mr. George, them boys are going to be good at you. They should be playing singing birds, shouting to the Lord. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That may be, but that's a pretty piece anyway, Aunt Bessie. It's called Mary Lou. You just listen to it. It'll rest your misery for itself.
Down inside you all and knows at your heart till they bust the scene. Yaza, yaza, white bass. Davis and white bass are no good. No good, Mr. Jake. Mr. Jake, will you all please sing this song before I take my head and feet back to the river?
Why, of course I will, Aunt Bessie. Soon as I get this order put away.
There ain't nobody what can sing like you all can, Mr. Jake. Lord, Lord, I always wish that if you wouldn't take that money, I'd still be with you.
Well, let's see what the boys are going to start to play now. If I know it, Aunt Bessie, I'll sing a chorus or two.
And just be fine, Mr.
Gilbert. Sounds to me as if they're playing always, I think, Dave.
Well, go ahead, Mr. Gilbert. Go along here.
Things you planned need a hand.
feel like them old spirituals, Mr. Jess. Yeah, because when you sing them songs, they just naturally drive out the devil. They go down there in the river bottom, those old devils. And they just naturally get their feet caught in that old river bed, yours.
Well, some Sunday we aim to be coming down there and a-visiting with you colored folks, Aunt Bessie.
That's good, Mr. Jess. Now I reckon I better be taking my misery and myself back on down the road now.
Yeah.
I know I was going to go now. Why do those boys and girls want to play that drum? I'll tell you, I like them
This was Jed Simpkins. I know, but Ed Bunton just got through telling me the same thing. I said, Miss Doolittle, that Ed Bunton just got through telling me all about that Cleve feller. Well, no, he didn't say that exactly. He just said Cleve told somebody down at Parksville that he was a-lingering in Sunny Valley for a spell. Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Hey, chunky. I've had 4 people in less than 5 minutes call me to tell me the same thing. Only each time the story gets bigger and longer. Now, I wonder. Simpkins, General... Yes, this is Jed. Oh, Charlie Dougal. Yes, Charlie. Well, Miss Doolittle just called me to tell me that. Well, she didn't say anything about what he was going to do. I dunk it. So he's a-lingering in the valley to buy up some land, eh? Well, I reckon the next one that calls will tell me that it's going to be my land and that he's already bought it.
Well, the party line seems busy, and Jed is getting all kinds of information. Is any of it true? Just what are Cleve's intentions? Does anybody know? Well, be with us again tomorrow evening when we again wander down the road that leads to Sunny Valley. And tuck away a little time each evening, folks, for a friendly visit with the folks down at Simpkins General Store. And you know, friends, nothing adds more to one's personal appearance and charm than a set of well-kept teeth. The finest clothing, the space to be all that is claimed for them. Well-finished, good-quality dentures, combining beauty of reproduction as well as durability. Natural pink shades, so closely resembling nature that they really will be hard to detect when in your mouth. Lightness of weight to give you real mouth comfort, and at all times priced in keeping with the earnings of working people and available on that liberal and convenient Dr. Cowan Dentistry on Credit Plan. 5th and Hill in Los Angeles, 506 South Hill Street, Dr. Cowan's main office. Hollywood Boulevard at Wilcox in Hollywood, right opposite Warner Brothers Theater. In Long Beach, 107 West Broadway, corner of Broadway and Pine Avenue. In Glendale, over the aisle drugstore brand at Broadway. Pasadena, 12 South Euclid at Colorado. The office hours, daily, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunny Valley is written and produced by Noreen Gamill. Brought to you over this station every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 p.m., Sundays at 7:30. So until we meet you again, we say thank you, folks. Good night. Gus Mack speaking. This is the Southern California Network.
This is KFWB, Warner Brothers Motion Picture Studios in Hollywood, California.